Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
All right, friends, welcome to each and every one of you as we begin another broadcast day. It is the last day of the week, and you know on Political Coffee, that means it's Freedom Friday. This is your opportunity to call and talk about anything political you want to talk about. And it's easy. You just pick up the phone. 503-589-1220. That is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at 1220. Or excuse me, Jeff at KSLM.news. Run, hide, fight. No, I'm not talking about what the congressman did. No, I'm talking about a movie. It is a good movie, but in this movie, and this, I'm reading from a Federalist article, in this movie, I want to share with you what I think is a key that we can use to help change the culture, persuade the persuadable. After all, that's what this show is all about, right? Plus, and I'm going to go to Ron in a moment here, a number of things about the riot in D.C., the fact that more than one person has been identified as Antifa, even though the mainstream media is saying, no, 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 that's not the case. It's irrefutable, again, visual evidence. Black Lives Matter. Plus, a Mike Pence, Paul Ryan coup prior to Trump winning in November of 2016, some emails have emerged. They were sent to me late last night, and I will try to find them on the web and get them up there. But, you know, the deep state within the Republican Party. No, I'm not talking about the military intelligence community. I am talking about the establishment that was not going to let Trump win. In October, when these emails, October 2016, when these emails were written, including one of them by Paul Ryan himself as speaker, indicate clearly that they were Mike Pence and Paul Ryan were conspiring to strip Donald Trump of the nomination. Now, remember, this is after the NBC News release of the tape of, you know, Trump's vulgar comment about grabbing women, right? They were planning this coup and were going to use the rules of the National Republican Party to do it. And it's stunning how when they realized that Trump is winning anyway, how they ran for cover. It's all revealed in these emails. It is a stunning thing, truly stunning thing. So with Mike Pence now being shut out from the president, now Pence rejected Trump's request on the vote count, obviously, but now Pence is rejecting the impeachment, well, not the 25th Amendment narrative. Breitbart's got a story about that. They want to get rid of Trump. Why? Now, we talked a little bit about this yesterday. Why? What are they afraid of? Why do they need to get rid of Trump now? I mean, folks, it's 12 days till Joe Biden's supposed inauguration. Why get rid of Trump now? Because he has nothing to lose. He's very dangerous to them. I mean, he's got administration members jumping ship like you wouldn't believe, although some are staying. Some are holding firm. I put a Parler tweet out, like, and Ron and Art, hang on, because I'm going to get to in just a moment. It is Freedom Friday, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. I put a Parler post up last night because I'm disgusted at these members of Congress who refuse to follow through after the supposed insurrection, the coup attempt, which is laughable at best, in the Capitol. Yeah, none of our people should have gone in there, even though it's the people's house. That was a mistake, including some folks from Oregon, some that I know quite well. They got arrested, actually. And I'm going to tell you this, folks. Dutch Sheets, one of the prophets that I watch, you can watch him on YouTube every day. He puts out a new 15-minute video. It's called Give Him, meaning Christ, 15. And he said something that I completely agree with from yesterday. How all of these Republicans, suddenly, they stopped their objection. Not all of them. Some of them held true. There were seven senators, several members of the House. They held true because what they did is they did not let the riots and the bad optics of that. They did not let that dissuade them from the principle of why they were going to object. The principle, frankly, that these states in question that had dueling sets of electors, every one of them violated both federal law and the Constitution and their own constitutions. That's the principled stand, friends. And these Republicans, the summer soldiers, the sunshine patriots, who abandon President Trump, Donald Trump, they abandoned not just him. They abandoned you and I in the cause of liberty. They abandoned the principles for which we fight and we believe in. That's what they did. The Parler tweet that are not the Parler post, parlay, I guess, I put out there last night, because I'm off of Twitter, and folks, I am going to be leaving Facebook. But I'm telling you, I put it out there. I am not going to abandon Donald Trump. And I'm not going to abandon the cause of liberty. There is no way. What about you? Let's go to the phones. I'm going to say the lines are full. I'll start first with Ron, move on to Art, and then Glenn. Ron, good morning. Your thoughts?
Brother, I'm glad I'm back here because D.C. or Alexandria or all the other areas was unwelcoming. The worst time I've ever seen in my lifetime. The people
really?
Was awesome. Some of those people there, the agitatory of some of our Oregon citizens, they did nothing wrong. They're being used as a patsy. We got our own smear campaign. When I talked to 38 states of people, 20 different times praying with people, talking even to some of the local Americans who's black, white, Jew, Gentile, whatever, we was like God's children, my brother. And I saw one of the people that is high standing in my state's hierarchy, as I would say. But that person did the freedom of speech, the way they treated her, that individual, and the person with that individual was unbelievably Marxist as hell. Those that went into Antifa, I was about six blocks away from that. Okay, and north of the east of the Trump hotel, and it was people was just beautiful Americans, God fearing Americans, from people in the battleground states. There's people that is hot, you betcha. If we was going to do anything in the nature, that would have been the unforeseen time. If you had 3,000 that went in there, in that so-called little door, window, whatever, and they was in fear of life. Shame on Graham. Shame on these backstabbing Judases that, you know, I feel like we just watched a Julius Caesar movie. Man of the people.
So Ron, let me ask you a question here. Did you didn't go into the Capitol building, right?
No, I was six blocks away. Okay. But I know the people that were, that the individuals that have been accused from my state. I'm going to tell you right now, I would not even trust my own top hierarchy that's supposed to went back there to help that president. And that, you know something? And the way they went after my representative, Mr. Nierman, in this state,
yep.
Tina Kotek and all them, as far as I care, we shall peacefully have consequences. That Reverend King done. I'm not going to put up with it anymore. God willing, God hoping, and God bless our country and Oregon. The people has enough. And you know what? The last thing, the sad thing I see, the Republican Party has become just like they did after Woodrow Wilson became in power, or Roosevelt came in power. This generation of do-nothing and appeasers until Eisenhower came along, or even Truman. They was the best work. But other than that, Republicans, they are just Bushites, hip and un-American, empty suits. The ones that I've seen from our state or other states, their least leadership even came. I mean, their state leadership from Arizona, from Michigan, even some PCPs from Detroit that despise it. And they was the same Puerto Rican shade as I was. And some of them moved to Arizona. God-fearing people, loving people. I never seen so many people in my life that I can say I felt like the Holy Ghost was walking up and down the street with good American people. Jeff, the way they're trying to portray us like terrorists, meaning that they got 50-50, being that we don't... You know what I hope the president do if they want to play these games? Use their Insurrection Act. Get every county district machine in Georgia and count and have them forensically investigate before he leaves office. I'm done. But
thank you, brother.
God
this
bless
is
you,
why
and
I
everybody
think
be
they
peaceful,
are trying
but to do the right thing. God bless you.
Thank you, brother. I think this is why they're going down this insane road of trying to remove Trump as president right now. Because they're afraid of what he can expose. This is the deep state, and it's both parties. It is. By the way, the guy with the Viking hat, folks, have you seen this picture? It's on the Liberty Daylight or the daily.com, thelibertydaily.com. This is the same guy inside the Capitol building that was earlier at a Black Lives Matter rally in Arizona. That same story, by the way, has the flyer about Antifa comrades. Disguise yourself as Trump supporters. Back in a moment, or if your phone call to Freedom Friday, 620.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 22 minutes past the top of the hour. Hey, on the 31st of this month, January, we are going to have a KSLM Freedom Celebration. It's a listener party. You guys suggested it. We're going to do it. And it's going to be up at the Ames Ranch. Very shortly, we will have a website up where you can register. And we're going to give away the Heroes Award. KSLM Heroes Award to who? Well, to the people who keep us free. Going to be powerful. Going to be a lot of fun. So stay tuned. Lots more of that coming and soon. By the way, it is Freedom Friday, 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. It's your opportunity to call and talk about whatever you want to talk about politically. It doesn't have to be what's on my mind. By the way, you got to love the political director of ABC News. Okay, ABC News is one of the big three networks. They operate because the FCC gives them a broadcast license. The political director just violated that broadcast license. He tweeted, his name is Rick Klein. He tweeted 14 out, well, on the 7th, yesterday. And then he deleted it. Because he just put their entire broadcasting network in jeopardy. You know what he said? Quote, Trump will be ex-president in 13 days. The fact is that getting rid of Trump is the easy part. Now listen to this. Cleansing the movement he commands is going to be something else. Cleansing the movement he commands. Cleansing the movement. Folks, if you believe in liberty, they want to cleanse you. That's got all kinds of interesting implications, a la Adolf Hitler. This is Rick Klein, the political director of ABC News. Oh, we've got more, but let's get back to the phones. It is Freedom Friday. One line open, 503-589-1220. That is the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. And yes, I will get to these Paul Ryan, Mike Pence coup emails. In October of 2016, just before Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton. I guess it's no wonder that even though Mike Pence has been relatively loyal to the president, he became disloyal not so much to the president, but to the Constitution and the cause of liberty. Dick Morris said last night on Newsmax, Mike Pence can't get elected dog catcher. You know what? That's right. But I guess he is going to, apparently, he is going to attend Joe Biden's inauguration. That's assuming that it happens, folks. Let's go to Art. Art, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Boy, a lot to unpack, a lot going on, but what I definitely wanted to say this morning, and I listen to a lot of talk shows, Jeff, and the Democrats, the news media, they're going to come after us with a vengeance. And us, I mean, the people who believe in the Constitution, freedom, our rights. Listen to Mike Gallagher. You know he's on this talk station. He as much as said it. Just like they're coming at Trump. I mean, anybody who believes like we do, they are going to try to shut us up any way they can. Now, I sent you an email that I received from our illustrious Senator Merkley. Regurgitating all this BS. And we can't take this anymore, Jeff. We have to stand up. The fake news, the lies, I don't know if you got to read that email I sent you about Tiger too, and the riot that they had up there. News media didn't even identify who these people were, but they destroyed the police station in Tiger. Did you read that one too, Jeff, or did you have a chance? I mean, listen to that.
No, I didn't read the one about Tiger.
Okay. Well, here's my point.
I mean,
okay?
I've not seen it anywhere, by the way.
Yeah. Well, Tiger, you know, they rioted up there. They trashed the police station. I bet you it was BLM and Antifa. But No mention of the group or organization, but boy, they identify us. Jeff, we got to hold Merkley accountable. And I'm proposing that, you know, his agenda is not our agenda, and we need to let him know about it. We need to protest in front of his dang office here in Salem and tell him, hey, we're not going to take your crap anymore. We're going to listen to our thoughts, our needs, and you aren't going to adopt garbage that's going to destroy our economy and our country and our state. And we're not going to take it anymore. We need to protest these damn news media outlets who lie about us, who say stuff that isn't true, like there was no evidence of fraud and stuff like that. We ought to gather up and say, hey, you are supposed to report the news and give all the information, not tilt it in the way it is. We need to get proactive, and we need to let these people know, peaceably, of course, that we aren't going to take their crap anymore. All of them.
Well, you're right about that, and I'm going to tell you of another opportunity to do that. There is a rally that is coming together on the opening day of the legislative session that is going to be like a big party in front of the Capitol. You know why? Because they're not going to let us in, and they could. You know, if you can go into Home Depot, you can go into the Capitol.
You're dang straight, Jeff, and we will not be silent.
That's
we will
right.
not be silent anymore.
All right.
Not by our legislators
up.
Or news media, anybody.
It's 6:30, back in a moment.
God bless you, Jeff.
No, that's not poverty. Hating believers and light on their faces as they march through town to the riverside. They baptize believers in this celebration.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 24 minutes till the top of the hour. It's Freedom Friday. That means you can call and talk about anything you want to talk about today. It doesn't have to be what's on my plate. Whatever you want to talk about. By the way, you know these Oregonians that got arrested, and the lines are full, and I'm going to get to all of you here in a moment. Glenn, Rebecca, and Lisa, just hang on. You know, these Republicans or these conservatives that were back supporting Trump, you know what these Oregonians got arrested for? For violating the curfew of being on the Capitol grounds, folks. The Capitol grounds. Oregonian has a story about that. And yeah, they got arrested because they were on the Capitol grounds an hour after curfew. Wow. Let's charge them with the Sedition Act. I mean, that's what some are saying. They were taken into custody, according to a statement from a police officer. They were taken into custody, this woman and her mother, as they remained on the Capitol grounds an hour after citywide curfew took effect, and as officers broadcast an amplified warning that failure to vacate the grounds could result in an arrest. So was it that they were on the Capitol grounds and they heard, I happen to know these people and they're very law-abiding, that they heard as this article, apparently this is from the police report, and it says they remained on Capitol grounds an hour after a citywide curfew took effect and as officers broadcast an amplified warning that failure to vacate the grounds could result in arrest. So and as are the words. So were they broadcasting? Did they know that the curfew had been in effect? And that as they were telling them the curfew was in effect, they got arrested? And that appears to be. Everything is not as it seems. Lots to talk about. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. I want to thank Freedom Heating and Air. They've been a great sponsor of this station, this show. I am deeply grateful to them. Check out their website, freedomheatingandair.net. Let's go to the phones. Go to Glenn first.
On Wednesday, you were very upset on Wednesday when you mentioned Trump pulled the lever. Enact the executive order that our elections were violated by outsiders and insiders. You were very upset that morning before all these events took place. I want to put on table one the executive orders, and on table two, I want to put the protests in Washington, D.C. And I want us to have an honest discussion real quickly. The thing I'm thinking of, did Trump not pull the executive order on finagling of the election process by outsiders and insiders because he wanted to see what the protesters would accomplish when they were to protest on that very day later in the day? Was he trying to get confidence
for cover if he pulled the lever? I think yes. Okay. I think that he was probably, you know, the political advisors around him were probably saying, look, you got millions of people showing up. That's going to put enormous pressure on the Republicans in Congress, on Mitch McConnell and the rhinos in the Senate. I mean, they purportedly, Glenn, had like 140 Republican House members out of 210 that were going to object. So I think, yes. I think that was the calculus in why the president didn't invoke the executive order. I think it was a mistake.
On table one, let's be honest, was there not enough evidence on table one? And if there were not a protest, is there anything flawed about the evidence that we have been talking about on the table one? To pull the lever of executive order with or without a protest.
Yes, was plenty of evidence. There was plenty of evidence, and Trump got talked out of it, and it cost him his presidency.
And then who in the White House conversations set up the sheep to go into the Capitol building? Because there's two ways in, one for the legislators and executive people, and one for the gallery, where you go in a different door. If people were going into the executive area, that's a different door. They had to break that door. But they were letting them into the building in certain areas, and they were not letting them in, and that would be true.
Well, Glenn, there is video of that. It's out there if you want to look at it. But none of this, however, excuses the fact that people went into offices and trashed them, congressional, Senate offices. That's wrong. They should not have done that. They should have not gone onto the floor of the House or the Senate. That's wrong. And our people should not have gone inside that building, period.
Did somebody from the White House help set up this event? And people that the guy that was supposed to have shot the girl could have been an Antifa person when he was shooting through that glass.
No, this mix is
so bewildering.
Yeah, I mean, it was obviously a security officer. I'm not sure if it was Capitol Police directly. The bottom line is that, and by the way, the police officer, Newsmax is running at the bottom of the Chiron that a Capitol Police officer has died as a result of the rioting. That is not true. The Capitol Police are saying that is not true. He died of natural causes, had a heart attack. So don't believe it.
I was just wondering if this was a setup to let people come in and then to have infiltrators in the building causing extra trouble to give them a chance to make us have egg on our face. Was somebody feeding information?
You think that was set up from within the White House?
I think somebody from within the White House was working with either CIA operatives or John Brennan or somebody else who very cleverly put this together with inside information, knowing what and what was not being allowed at the Capitol building, because most of the Capitol buildings have been fenced off because of COVID. Let's just put it down on the table. All of them are fenced off because of COVID. So who changed the order? And who allowed the sheep to come in and go to the slaughter just by chance? No, it wasn't just by chance, in my humble opinion.
No, I think the sad part is you accurately described it. Antifa people clearly were breaking windows. They've been identified. They opened up. They breached, okay? And unfortunately, our people who are passionate and sheep followed them in and should not have done that. The same thing is true with this fake story about Mike Nierman, with Tina Kotek saying that he opened the door and let people in. He came out to talk to the people on that day, and people walked in behind him when the door opened up and he came out. Okay. This business, I'm going to tell you a reason, and Glenn, I'm going to let you go because I need to move to Lisa here. But, folks, the reason they're going after Mike Nierman, because Senator Dallas Hurd also came out a different door, and people walked in behind him. He came out to address the crowd. The reason they're going after Mike Nierman is because he is working with us to verify that, well, the integrity of Oregon's voting system. That's why they're going after him. What do you think about that? Let's go to Lisa. Lisa, good morning. Thanks for hanging on. What do you have to say on Freedom Friday?
Well, good morning. I watched a lot of that stuff. And you know, when you watch the crowd, you know, it's something I believe is right out of Nancy Pelosi's playbook. Because, you know, sad to hear some of our people, but when you watch that crowd and they're wearing the red and the black stocking caps and that one fellow with the horns, I mean, we might have gotten in, but these guys were aggressive. They were on a mission, and we've watched enough of it over the summer to notice that piece of behavior. And I think that somebody on the Democratic Party did all that so they could scare the heck out of all those people so they would have to vote their way. I may be a conspiracy theorist, but to get it, you know, I listened to Lindsey Graham intimated that. Then there's some guy that I can't remember, he was in service, but he dealt with things like this, and it's like, why were the National Guard not put in place before this, knowing that there was going to be throngs of people out there? It reeks. You know, maybe that's why they want to defund the police so they can have their Antifa thugs, you know, take over. I mean, I don't put anything past those people. They're so hateful at these people, and we became their scapegoat. You know, and I have an objection to that because all the rallies, this guy said, of all the rallies that we did for Trump, this did not happen. You know?
You're right. You're right. And, I mean, this...
Hello?
Lisa, here's what's going on. In my view, people are fed up. I'm fed up, and I'm telling you, people really care that their liberty is in jeopardy, and they are not going to take this anymore. And they're very passionate. They got to be smart about their passion. Lisa, thank you for the call. I deeply appreciate it. Freedom Friday. It's also 6:48. Back in a moment.
Stop the car.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till 7 o'clock in the morning. I find it interesting that Tina Kotek, the Speaker of the Oregon House, smears Mike Nierman just a day after the Capitol protest, saying that he opened the door and allowed demonstrators into the building at the Oregon Capitol on that fateful day. No, not the U.S. Capitol protest day, a week earlier. Actually, over a week earlier. So why didn't she come out and say that back then? It was known. Oh, because he now is trying to ensure that he's involved in the effort I'm involved with, ensuring that Oregon's elections actually are not corrupted. Isn't it interesting? The interesting timing of that, right? I mean, why didn't she say it earlier? No, she does it a day after the U.S. Capitol protest. She smears him then. It's all meant to intimidate him. Don't you just love these people? So I need to pray for them and pray against them and the ugly spirit that controls them. Yes. I believe they are controlled. They are deceived. We need to pray that their eyes are opened, and then we need to make sure that they hear us loudly and clearly, peacefully, though, on January 19th, when the legislative session opens up and they're not going to let us in there. I mean, you know, it doesn't matter that it's the people's house. And it doesn't matter that those same politicians feel safe going into a Lowe's or a Home Depot or a Fred Meyer's or a Safeway or a Walmart where they count people. They only let so many people in under this COVID fraud. They only let so many people in. In all of these places where these legislators walk and go and do things, shop. But boy, we got to shut the people out of the house that they own because it's not safe. It's not safe from COVID. That's the excuse. You know it's a lie. I know it's a lie. You know, these people really think we're stupid. So do the news media, generally in this state, that echoes whatever it is the left-wing politicians, the control people want to put out there. One-party oligarchy is a bad thing. Frank Zappa, there's an interesting article, and I'm gonna quote from it. Frank Zappa, you know, the old crazy rock and roller. A long time ago, he summed it up about how Washington, D.C. works. That's what he said. The folks in Washington just look out for number one, and number one ain't you. You ain't even number two. Nobody who engineered this fake coup, false affidavits in a FISA court, Comey, Strzok, McCabe, none of them have been held accountable. The DOJ, this article says, the Oregon or the U.S. Department of Justice is basically the pro bono law firm of the deep state. They are not a friend of freedom. Neither is the FBI. Don't you think it's interesting that the murderer of Aaron Danielson in downtown Portland, Michael Reinell, the Antifa loving guy, said he was 100% Antifa. Don't you find it interesting that the people that took him down were U.S. Marshals? Wasn't the FBI, was it? Well, it wouldn't be. You see, FBI boss Christopher Wray, a swamp creature that sadly Trump installed as FBI director, is now going after, talking about severe prosecutions about the people who stupidly went into the U.S. Capitol building. Severe. But yet not a word about all of the assaults, especially in downtown Portland, constantly on federal law enforcement officers, the federal court building. Not a word about, not going to go after them. Nope. See how it works, folks? If you care about your liberty, you better be praying and you had better be active. There is an anti-mask protest tomorrow, the South Salem Winco. Uh-huh. 1 o'clock. And you know, I think I'm going to be there. I think I'm going. In fact, I got an email from a friend of one of our listeners who tells this story. Did I tell you, this person writes, the weaselly little manager at my local $1 Central confronted me and warned me to never come in wearing a face shield because the state requires a mask? I looked at him squarely and told him, this was the best I could do, and besides, I had a basket full of stuff and was going to hand over money anyway. Turns out it was a bogus claim that he made. He was just a disgruntled jerk. Because I did my research, and any type of face covering is perfectly acceptable, except at Life Source, in front of which a sign explicitly stating shields not permitted, only mask. One look at that upon rolling into the parking lot, and I thought, heck will them, I can find what I'm looking for elsewhere. It's their freedom as an independent business to require such, but I'm exercising my freedom by no longer shopping there. When I had that experience, I wear a face shield. I do not wear a mask for a number of reasons. I went into a Chase Bank. Their policy is, you got to have a mask on. Doesn't matter whether you got a shield on or not. Well, I do business with Chase, but I'm going to work through the drive up or I'm going to do online. I'm not going to be subject to that kind of stupidity. Just not. Christy sends me an email, says, I've heard sometimes when both sides are against you, you might be on the right track. Yep, and that's what these emails we'll get into in the next hour that have been exposed about Paul Ryan and Mike Pence plotting a coup d'etat on Donald Trump in October, 1 month before he beat Hillary Clinton in 2016. We're going out with dignity. We're going out with security. Lots to talk about. It's Freedom Friday. What's on your mind today? Call and talk about anything. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Two more hours to go. See you on the other side.